Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me!
With Garrett Davey.
Hi there and welcome to the movie news. We begin with casting, and Russell Crowe will play a mobster in the thriller American Son. The film will be based on the 2009 French film A Prophet. Rapman, who broke out writing and directing 2019's Blue Story, will direct from a script by Dennis Lehane. The story is about Caesar, who, after falling under a ruthless mobster, builds a multiracial crime syndicate, takes down his mentor, and earns a place for his crew alongside the Italian and Russian mafias. It's a progressive crime saga for a new generation. The original 2009 French film went on to win the Grand Prix at the Cannes Film Festival and was later nominated for Best Foreign Language Film at the Oscars. Crowe will be next seen in Unhinged, which will actually be one of the first films in the US to return to theatres post-pandemic on July 1st. In other casting, Dakota Johnson is in negotiations to join Don't Worry Darling, a psychological thriller from director Olivia Wilde. Johnson will appear alongside the previously announced cast of Florence Pugh, Shia LaBeouf and Chris Pine. Wilde has a key supporting role on screen. Though little is known about the movie's plot, Don't Worry Darling is set in an isolated utopian community in the 1950s Californian desert. Well, this week he might have been busy reuniting Back to the Future cast members in Reunited Apart, Josh Gad has a new role to announce for himself. He's closed a deal to star in Roland Emmerich's new disaster thriller Moonfall. Penned by Emmerich, the story begins when the moon is knocked from its orbit by a mysterious force and is on a collision course with Earth. Life as we know it hangs in the balance, and with just 2 weeks to go before impact, a ragtag team is sent on a seemingly impossible mission to land on the lunar surface and save humanity. Sound familiar? Gad will play K.C. Houseman, a smart but disorganized genius who is profoundly unfiltered and eccentric, but also suddenly one of the most important people on Earth. The project aims to begin shooting this autumn. Rachel Brosnahan is attached to star in the film adaptation of Beth O'Leary's novel The Switch. The novel centres around a 29-year-old consultant and her 79-year-old grandmother who decide to swap lives for 2 months following a series of personal setbacks. The younger woman moves to a tiny Yorkshire village to handle dog walking and neighbourhood watch, while the older woman finds herself in a tiny London flat, navigating dating apps and starting up a social club for lonely Londoners. Netflix has bought the global rights to Polish feature The Hater, which won Best International Narrative Feature at this year's Tribeca Film Festival. The film will be available worldwide from July. The film portrays a society grappling with its communist past and European present. It follows disgraced law student Tomek, who's trying to get the attention of childhood friend Gabby and the respect of his progressive family. While he takes a job at a high-profile but morally bankrupt PR company to impress Gabby, Tomek finds he excels at the political games he's asked to orchestrate on social media, though it comes at a high price.
7 years ago, the world ended. Now the train is all that's left.
First, the weather changed. In the final days of the freeze, the rich retreated to an ark.
Now then, here's a new show that's coming to Netflix. Based on Bong Joon-ho's 2014 sci-fi hit of the same name, Snowpiercer is set inside a massive train that's hurtling across post-apocalyptic Earth that's been freezing after ecological collapse. The rich are towards the front of the train, living in splendor, while those at the rear are struggling to survive in treacherous and squalid conditions. Jennifer Connelly plays Melanie, a first-class passenger and described as the voice of the train, who makes regular PR announcements about the train's condition and is fascinated by those living in the rear of the train. The series kicks off on the streamer on May 25th, and a second season has already been commissioned. And finally, an Irish film is making its way to Amazon Prime.
Do you throw a rock at me?
I'll go out with you.
What?
Do you want to go out or not?
Okay.
What the hell are you doing? You're gay.
I'm not gay.
Yes, you are.
Dating Amber is set in Ireland during the mid-90s. Eddie, played by Fiona O'Shea, and Amber, played by Lola Pettigrew, decide to stage a relationship in order to stop everyone speculating about their sexuality. Dating Amber is a poignant, honest and funny look at the highs and lows of teenage life, where the only way to fit in is to not be yourself, even if it goes against your very being. Sharon Horgan and Barry Ward also star. Written and directed by David Frayne, Dating Amber will be streaming on Amazon Prime from June 4th.